I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This here is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy.
We got the big savior of all movies in the theaters. Well, savior not of movies, but of the theatrical going experience.
Are we 2020 or 2040? Or I'm so confused.
I don't know. It is weird. It's like the post-apocalypse. We're talking about Tenet, Christopher Nolan's Tenet.
Yeah.
In theaters now.
We had 70 millimeter experiences. And we had Dolby Theater experiences. Yeah. Visually beautiful. This is Christopher Nolan. Batman trilogy or whatever.
Batman trilogy, yep. Inception, Interstellar. Some people consider Dunkirk to be his masterpiece.
Memento.
Memento, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Insomnia, if you'll remember that one.
Oh, yes.
His stateside remake of a Norwegian.
Insomnia, maybe my favorite of them all. Maybe because I can understand it better than ever the rest of them.
It's definitely a more straightforward approach to filmmaking.
Look, one of the characters, and I think she's a scientist, says, don't try to understand it. Just feel it.
Nolan has always played with these concepts of time. You know, he's certainly with Memento, which tells this guy's story in 10-minute overlapping intervals, right? Because of his memory is gone.
Inception,
he starts to really kind of take that concept into the dream world. You don't have to play with time.
No.
Even though he does say, in this dream world, you're like 15 minutes behind or whatever. Yeah. You know, it plays out in a linear fashion.
As opposed to Tenet, which doesn't make any sense. Visually, it's beautiful. The acting is superb, right down to Rob Pattinson, who plays the sidekick, Neil.
Yeah.
Terrific guy. John David Washington, who I think was under-directed.
Yeah. He was either under-directed or he's just not ready to carry a movie of this size. He did Black Klansman, and I think he was in that HBO show Ballers. This is a movie, one of those movies that's so self-reflexive about movies that any criticism you have of it could easily be answered with a line from the movie. When you complain that John David Washington might not be ready for this, there's a line and there's, he's a fresh-faced protagonist. You know, if you say exactly as you open the show, I don't know what's going on. Don't worry, just feel it.
His character's name is the protagonist.
Is this the movie we've been waiting for to go back to theaters?
Because we have very little else other than Unhinged, it is it to bring you back. And I certainly had a great experience for it. This is not going to make them all super wealthy. There were only 6 people in the theater. And I don't think we're all talking to each other about how great an experience it is.
But I do think that Christopher Nolan is the guy to bring us back to movie theaters. I think this movie, yes, it's loud. The sound mix is kind of garbled. I think he does that deliberately to make us lean in a little bit closer. Make us listen. Does it all add up? Who cares? Who knows? It doesn't. It's fun parsing it out.
I had a better time with Russell Crowe's Bolt than I did with this. Not that I didn't have a good time, but I think...
You're talking about that Unhinged.
Unhinged, yeah. I know, where he plays the road rage guy. There's just too much going on. My tagline in my review was that it's Nolan showing off.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. The guy can do anything in cinema, and he's proven it to us time and time again. And this one is he threw everything in.
I know. I don't think he's showing off. I think he's finally reached the farthest point of his obsession. I don't think he's showing off so much as he's bringing all of these concerns of his, all of these obsessions with his, to the fore, writ large, with a huge budget. Whether or not that pays off, we'll see.
You use the phrase that I think is a good one.
Yeah.
Self-indulgent.
For sure.
How do you use $200 million for your own fetishes about movies? But I'm sitting there trying to understand his movie. And I think if I go back 2 or 3 times, I might get it straight. I shouldn't have to do that. I'm not asking him to dumb down. I don't want that. But I do think in other films he's shown where it's cogent, coherent.
I see what you're saying. It's nice to go back and see a movie again and discover new things.
Yes.
Whether or not you need to go see a movie again to figure it out, that's another thing. Slowly garnering audiences and certainly generating conversation.
And you know, a point I like to make to friends who ask me about it, for people who are even not as obsessive as you are about movies, but who, like me, really enjoy them and like to keep up on the historicity of it, you've got to see the newest film from one of the world's premier writer-directors.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.